This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Have a look at him. His nose is in, his mustache is in, his mouth is in, his arms are in, his ears, everything's in. Boom. Perfect. And what's the time? 5.158.
What a great moment for humanity. The brand new Guinness Book of World Records record for the assembly of Mr. Potato Head.
The mustache is in, the legs are in.
That's a 20-year-old man and his mother.
Yes.
In Ireland.
Okay.
What a great moment for the Irish people. Will this give them extra confidence heading into the Olympics?
You would expect the Irish to be better at Mr. Potato Head, wouldn't you? With their history and potatoes and whatnot.
All things considered. The famine, etc. They value potatoes like few others.
Well, they didn't have that toy for years. It was called the Mr. Potato Head Famine. They did. It was out of stores.
Oh, putting aside the horror. Yes, that's a very funny thing to say. I will remember when the Guinness Book was mostly records that, like, were automatically interesting.
Yeah.
Speed and leaping and whatever. Not the assembly of a, you know, admittedly charming, but mundane toy.
Just since it came up, toys of this sort. Lego, I think the most valuable toy company in the world for quite some time now. The children's toy company Lego is celebrating LGBTQ plus Pride Month with an animated video depicting a parade of minifigures that include drag queens and furries. These dazzling minifigures are ready for Pride with their very own spectacular Pride celebration, the company said. Lego's minifigure parade features a disturbingly, this says disturbing here in Breitbart. Maybe you find it charming and awesome for your children. I actually do find it disturbing. Features a disturbingly large number of furries, which are people who become sexually aroused by dressing up as animals. That's not always true. Some people just like dressing up as animals. It's not a sexual thing.
Because they're nuts.
But it's still weird. Most of the furries in the video are costumed as bears, though at least one is dressed as an elephant. Okay. There you go. And lots of drag queens. So, yay! Yeah, another company joined. I thought big companies had decided, nah, this getting involved in these things doesn't, it does more harm than good. Let's just stay out of all of them. But Lego late to the party, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. And some brands think, you know, their constituency is going to like it. So they throw the dice, they roll the dice. But yeah, I find that sickening. And every time I think about Legos for the next, I don't know how long, I'll think, oh, that's right. You know, our veterans get a day. But alternate sexualities get a month? Interesting. Anyway, moving along, the 2025 tax Armageddon is heading our way. Democrats in Congress say they'll hold middle-class tax cuts hostage to a huge overall tax increase. The fiscal slash personal financial impact of the next round of elections could be enormous as President Trump's 2017 tax cuts end at the end of 2025, and all sorts of Democrats from Ron Wyden in Oregon to Elizabeth Warren and others are saying, we're going to jack up the corporate tax. We're going to stick it to corporations. Of course, we've been through this several times. Corporations don't pay corporate taxes. Their customers, their employees, and their investors pay those taxes.
So as inflation starts to cool, we're going to jack up corporate taxes?
Yeah, which will jack up prices. And also, just going to, I love this writing from the editorial board. Senator Elizabeth Warren last week said she'll hold the middle-class tax cuts that expire in 2025 hostage if Republicans don't agree to soak corporations and people who earn more money than she thinks they deserve.
Right.
And also, they're going to try to walk through the door that the Supreme Court lamentably opened in that recent tax case that seemed to imply, I don't know, maybe Congress can tax unrealized capital gains.
Yeah, and Wall Street Journal piece arguing that this is headed toward, hopefully not, but could be headed toward a wealth tax.
Yeah.
You have this much in the bank in savings and investments, so you've got too much money.
A couple of years ago, Nancy Pelosi delivered that screed that we hammered about people who have excess savings should be paying their fair share.
Excuse me, I have excess savings because I didn't buy a boat or go to Hawaii and my neighbor did. Doesn't matter. You have more savings than you should. But he would have the same amount of savings if he hadn't bought a boat and gone to Hawaii. Doesn't matter.
You're a racist or something, they'll say. You need to pay your fair share. Are you against fairness and equity? Yeah. So Liz Warren rebuked Barack Obama for agreeing to extend the Bush middle-class tax cuts, as part of the 2012 fiscal cliff deal. Do you remember that? That was a fine deal. Recall that the 2012 deal that Mr. Biden helped negotiate raised the top marginal individual tax rate to 39.6% from 35%, plus top tax rate on capital gains and dividends to 24% each. Yeah,
this is going to be the big issue. Hopefully it's the big issue and it's not war with China or we get dragged into Israel or Ukraine more than we have. But it's not close to the tax Armageddon that we're going to have 2036 or whenever we hit the wall on our debt. But for now, it's going to be a really big deal.
So anyway, to finish Liz Warren's thought, she blamed that extension and the huge tax increase for blowing up the deficit. Once Obama made that tax deal with Republicans, the federal deficit ballooned, she said. Well, no, it didn't. It didn't at all until the pandemic when both parties agreed to throw a spending party under the guise of COVID relief. So she's absolutely willing to lie. But there is going to be an enormous fight over taxes at the end of next year. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, National Review had a big piece last week on one of their guys on how we need to go to some sort of consumption tax. You know, just tax on everything you buy. And he worked out all the numbers, how we could phase it in. Bring in more revenue really flattens the whole tax thing. Everybody's got a stake in it. Everybody's involved. Everybody has a reason to pay attention on how money is spent or what the tax rate is.
And it taxes the black market economy, too.
Taxes everything, right? Yeah. Love the idea of that. Or I love the idea of at least talking about it. As we've said every tax season since we've been on the air, nobody would design the current tax system, and nobody likes it, but you can't change it.
Yeah, because that might lead to bad things. It's unbelievable. Humanity. Ugh. So the argument against the consumption tax, though, and it reminds me of the whole libertarians say, we ought to have open immigration, but we no more welfare state. Yeah, like that's going to happen. Well, the argument against the consumption tax is income tax and many other taxes would have to go away.
And
Congress will find a way to have that not happen. They'll just introduce the consumption tax on top of everything.
No. The deal has to be it's instead of the income tax.
Right. Clearly. Yeah. But it's a great idea. I mean, if a drug dealer buys a BMW and whatever else and throws wild parties, his income will, in effect, be taxed. Anyway,
I've heard
flaws to that plan, but there are flaws to every plan.
I've heard that's the deal, that the current plan we have is nothing but flaws, but you can't replace it because anything you propose has some downsides.
Yeah.
I've heard two of my favorite smart pundits on opposite sides of the Trump no tax for tips thing that he introduced in Nevada.
Yes.
And I think I agree with the side that says, yeah, so it's a good idea because everybody now puts their tip on their the little device they just hit, and so they get they go into the whole system and everything gets taxed in a way it didn't before, and this is a way to get it back. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, you can make that argument
for the waitress or whatever.
I wouldn't mind banging that around.
I mean, you said we should all, and I hadn't thought about this before. It's obviously true. You should tip with cash so it doesn't go into the little computer and everything like it. But I don't ever carry cash. Should I start carrying cash just for tips? I guess I should.
Yes. Yes, you do. I tipped in cash last night. Felt really good about it. So here's a crazy idea. Why don't we break semi on time? And I've got a really kind of a great little insight about social media and how it works. And instead of giving it short shrift, we can give it medium to long shrift.
Okay. I'll say one more thing about this.
Whatever shrift means.
Hey, Lego, there's no way, no chance in hell that you made more people happy than you pissed off by having drag queens in your big Lego promotion. Not a chance.
Quit trying to sexualize little kids, Lego.
Or spend time with more regular people.
Yeah.
Yeah. More on the way. Hello. We can't go to break? Computer's locked up. Tell childhood stories. Computer's locked up. Tell childhood stories.
So for once, we show some restraint. We're going to break on time, and the computers throw a revolt.
That's kind of funny that the radio gods punished us for breaking on time and not being disciplined by having the computer lock up, which is fine.
Yeah. All right. So, well, again, I don't want to give short shrift to this one thing I was going to talk about, so I won't. Oh, you know what? Speaking of politics and that sort of thing, a great piece by Charlie Cook. Did you hear that Vivek Murthy, I'd ask for the clip, but I have a feeling the computer can't vomit that up either. The Surgeon General declared gun violence in America is a public health crisis. And he said, I've long believed this is a public health issue. This issue has been politicized. It's been polarized over time. But I think when we understand that this is a public health issue, we have the opportunity to take it out of the realm of politics and put it in the realm of public health.
Isn't this the same guy that said racism is a public health issue?
Yeah, just everybody's trying to make everything a public health issue because then you can, like in COVID, just suspend all laws in the Constitution to do whatever you want because it's for people's health. But the brilliant Charlie Cook of the National Review points out, we hear a lot these days about our democracy. I would invite the people who talk that way to step back for a moment and consider the above paragraph. And he writes very amusingly, but I think we're pressed for time, so ruminate on its consequences. Imagine its implications. Think about its meaning. When you've done that, answer me this. What the hell is take it out of the realm of politics and put it into the realm of public health supposed to mean in the United States? And then they mention you said it several times. My question here, what does rather than politics mean in this context? Straightforward answers only, please. Plainly put, Vivek Murthy has a gun control plan. His aim is to change the law. His goal is to bind Americans to a new set of criminally punishable government regulations. In America, we call these policies, a word that, funnily enough, shares a root with politics, but not with public health.
Well, but not with voters having any control over it. That's why, like you said, they want to get this stuff into the world of health, because as we all saw with mask mandates, vaccination, shutting down your business, all that sort of stuff, man, you get it into the world of health and they can do all kinds of things that you don't have much, certainly not quick way to deal with as a voter. So, yeah, if they could get guns into the world of public health, well, there'd be all kinds of rules that they could make.
Sure. It talks about the realm of gun control. That realm, like the rest of them, is already political, because he said it's been politicized. Always has been political. Always will be political. Murthy doesn't have an advisory. He has an agenda. He's not recommending. He's proselytizing. He's not diagnosing. He's campaigning politically.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news, Michael. I just got good news. So while the computer is locked up, and we can't take a break, we can play clips. So that's very
on air. on our meeting. Have we?
We got it back. Okay, everything's good. So we will.
Abort! Abort!
We will take a break and we'll be back right after this.
Armstrong and Getty.
When it comes to protecting those that matter most, you need a home security system you can trust. Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and for years we've trusted SimpliSafe to protect our homes and families. With advanced security technology and a customer-first approach, SimpliSafe is the only security system we recommend. SimpliSafe is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring, guarding your home with sensors and cameras to protect your family. With 24/7 LiveGuard, agents act within 5 seconds of receiving an alarm and take immediate actions to protect you.
They can even see and speak to intruders inside your home, stopping them in their tracks. SimpliSafe doesn't require a long-term contract. They earn your business every day by keeping you safe. SimpliSafe has given so many of our listeners real peace of mind. Right now, you can claim an exclusive 20% discount on a new system by going to simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. 20% off right now in a new system by going to simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
For years now, people have been switching their wireless service to Pure Talk to save money. Just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and tons of data. But more people are switching to Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, to support the America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to help prevent veteran suicide. To make the switch, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you'll be connected to Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team. Make the switch, same service, save money, help vets, #250, keyword save.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Everything okay? The computer still giving you problems in there, Michael?
I don't know. It just
damn
played
computer.
By itself.
Piece of ass. It's playing by itself. It's AI. It's the AI takeover they've been warning us about.
It's the convergence or the, what is it? The
singularity.
That's it. That's what it is. Run for your life, Michael.
Run for your life.
So I came across this. I thought it was so great. I so got sucked in. David Berg is the guy who writes the Iowa Hawk blog. He's brilliant and hilarious. And he retweeted a woman's screen capture of Rolling Stone magazine's greatest guitarists of all time, the 50 greatest guitarists. And her question is, do you agree? And Berg's original tweet is, this is only a preseason poll. The real question will be, who makes the national guitaring playoffs? But anyway, so I got sucked in. I looked at the list.
Me
I thought,
too.
How is my favorite guitar player not on there? This is freaking stupid. And
how
then,
is Eric Clapton 32 or something?
And then, and the obvious, like, old-timey black musicians who were important in their time, but an obvious kowtowing. Anyway, but then Berg says, I think that deserves to be in the top 10 Twitter quote tweets of engagement bait tweets based on screen grabs of dying media brand desperate clickbait ranking lists. To anyone in my mentions going like, this list is trash, blah, 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 Blade, you'd be in the top 10 easy. I regret to inform you that you are a Pavlov's dog successfully trained to salivate on command. Ever notice that no one ever tweets the size of planets and asks, do you agree? Of course not, because stirring up engagement from online howler monkeys for ad revenue share only works when you bait it with ranks of things with no objective criteria. Honestly, I have more respect for someone who blatantly screen grab hijacks someone else's blatant engagement bait rankings than I do for the person who made the blatant engagement bait rankings in the first place. The crazy thing to me is that I've spent an hour patiently explaining how the guitarist ranking list was just cynical engagement farming aimed at dimwits, and my mentions are still popping with people bitching their fave guitarist was not on it. F it.
That is funny. And yeah. It wasn't, or it didn't feel as obvious pre-internet when the Rolling Stone or whoever would put out these kind of lists. As a, you know, the sexiest people in America people would put out every year, and people treated it like was it the definitive word of God on who's the sexiest people, and then you argue about it. That's just as a chance, it's just trying to sell magazines.
And then Berg, who again is brilliant, says, meta-cynicism is the only thing that can save our civilization, and I can out-meta-cynicism any MF-er on this site. So true. And I was hooked like a hungry bass. Shame on me. Shame!
I want to talk about the student debt relief that another court said, hey, you can't do that as president. The way it was covered in the news made me spitting nails last night. Another stuff coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know, for years now, people have been switching their wireless service to Pure Talk to save money. I mean, $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and tons of data. It's a no-brainer. But in the last few weeks, well, Pure Talk has also reported a surge of new customers. They're signing up in order to support a charity that's near and dear to their hearts, the America's Warrior Partnership. Which, by the way, they're on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide by filling the basic needs of our vets. So many of my listeners have chosen to step away from the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and now you can help vets with their support of AWP. And by the way, this continues through the 4th of July weekend. So join us, switch your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network with Pure Talk. Do it before the 4th of July weekend. And you'll be helping support veterans in need all across the country. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you'll be connected to Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team. #250.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties, taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
China's lunar probe returns to Earth with the first ever samples from the far side of the moon.
But not before placing a Chinese flag on the lunar surface.
China is the first country to reach the far side of the moon. What does this mean?
I'll tell you what it means, Michael. As a matter of national pride, we're going back.
Okay. So we're going to blow up our budget just to show China that we can also collect moon dirt?
No, man. We're going up there to knock their flag down.
What?
I agree. That's from the Daily Show last night. China now has a flag on the moon.
I say we burn their flag on the moon, huh? Yeah, I know. I know. I'm reminded of the old joke here about the new restaurant on the moon. Great food, no atmosphere.
Hey!
Hey! I thought Uranus was going to factor in somewhere. But
no, it will remain unmentioned.
So we got a couple of Supreme Court rulings that have just come down. I don't understand either one of them.
Well, the first one is a great disappointment to me. It's has to do with the Biden administration and the very Vivek Murthy we were talking about earlier, putting real pressure on social media platforms to quash any COVID misinformation and other sorts of misinformation and disinformation, thereby censoring by proxy. The federal government censoring free speech by proxy. Well, it often happens when the Supreme Court, we go to them and say, oh, wise ones, we have this incredibly vexing and fundamental problem that's roiling our society. Please tell us which way to go. And they say, can't make me. So contradicting the lower court, which had said, yeah, the government's way the hell out of line, the Supreme Court said, nah, those folks don't have standing to bring suit.
Mm.
So
it's another standing ruling. So it's not their opinion on the case, really. The argument that people are having. It's just not this case is not the one that's going to get them to argue about it. Okay.
Right. And I'm always thinking, look, it's a huge vexing problem.
I know. This happened over and over and over again with, if you're old enough to remember, gay marriage and so many different things where you just kept thinking, hey, you know that you're going to have to rule on this someday, so how about you just invent one in your head, a case,
yeah,
and just decide whether or not this country allows gay marriage or not.
I know why they don't. If you think the courts are overwhelmed now, wait till I could sue on behalf of Katie, even though I have nothing to do with anything, you know, involved in the issue. So I get it, but it's just frustrating. And then the court ruled in Snyder versus the United States that federal bribery law does not make it a crime for state and local officials to accept gratuities that may be given as a token of appreciation after the official act. Federal law, the court writes, leaves it to state and local government to regulate gratuities to state and local officials. It ain't our business.
So it narrows, it says here in the headline, which may be wrong, it narrows the whole corruption thing. Is this a good or bad? Corruption for public officials, because, man, public officials get away with bribery all day long, left and right. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, it reinforces republicanism. The idea that the states deal with state stuff and local deals with local stuff. Okay. And the federal government does not have a role there.
The overall problem, and it might not have anything to do with this case, with the whole bribery thing, is just where would it end? I mean, hell yeah. They regularly go a certain direction because it benefits them financially or benefits them electorally. It happens. It's like their only job, practically.
Sure, and or they buy and sell stock right before something happens or whatever. You know, if you allow this sort of thing to go run rampant, Jack, you might see, I don't know, local prosecutors, rather, twisting law and inventing bizarre new legal theories and trying to bring down federal candidates based on local charges.
God dang it, there's
whoops.
So reading the book New Cold Wars, they're still in this long chapter about the computer chips. Silicon computer chips, which is really fascinating. It's one of the most important things happening on Earth. At one point, the Biden administration said, and I think it's true behind closed doors, that the most important part of our national defense is these chips. It probably is. This was in the midst of the pandemic when we were all realizing, holy crap, our military would be crippled instantly if China moved on Taiwan. Anywho, That wasn't the reason I brought it up. So one guy in the government who was really, really pushing hard for super expensive government funding to try to get chip making in the United States going so we could get it out of the hands of China. Absolutely right. Necessary. I think everybody agreed on it and passed. But, I mean, it's crazy expensive. And so the argument they were trying to make, the government was trying to make, is, look, we pass, $5 billion to build aircraft carriers all the time. This is more important than that to national defense. Y'all just don't understand why. But it is every bit as important as an aircraft carrier or a new missile or whatever. But anyway, the funding was a ton of money. The guy that led that argument for the funding then went and worked for, I think, Intel, the company that was going to make the chips.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean it was bad or anything dirty at all. He probably was the best guy to go, now that the funding has happened and you got to build the chips, he was the best guy to make the argument in the government because he knew more about it. Now, he's probably the best guy to receive the money and make the chips. But it sure looks ugly.
Or to be a liaison between the military and the chip maker. You see that a fair amount. I'm reminded of, I'll be vague about this. There's a guy within my social circle who, it was said, because he was offering to perform a service, it was said of Ed, we'll call him Ed, Ed doesn't do anything unless he's getting 10%. And the reality, the frustrating part of the frustrating reality of government work is a policy might be incredibly important, but everybody is going to grab a piece of taxpayer money as it passes through their domain.
Well, right.
Which is why your real small government libertarians say that's why you can never trust government. If the need is that acute, the private sector will arise and fill it at a price that's appropriate.
I mean, in this particular case, I think it was warranted that we needed to spend a lot of money to get back into the game on computer chips. How we ever let ourselves get so far behind is a crime. But you can't, ding me for being cynical. So you came up with the amount of money, billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that should go to this company, and then they hire you to work there, and you guys didn't have any conversations beforehand about what your salary would be or anything like that as you were making the argument that this is the only company that could possibly do what we need to do. I mean, come on. And how many people did you take with you and then hire? And I mean, oh.
This is such a great example of why, overly simple, dumb arguments win elections, but overly simple, dumb arguments are always wrong because your isolationist crowd or peaceniks who say the military-industrial complex likes to start and perpetuate wars and string them out because they'll make way, way more money. That is 100% correct.
Sure.
And we need a huge and powerful military that's very, very expensive is 100% correct unless you are a fool who thinks nature doesn't abhor vacuums. It actually kind of likes vacuums. Both are true, and it's a constant struggle to balance those two truths in a way that does the least damage. And that's why government is hard. It's like the defund the police. With no police, we'd have peace. You people are freaking stupid. We need police. That is 100% undeniable. A lot of cops are bad and hurt people and trample on people's constitutional rights. And become hard asses. That's 100% true, too. And that's where the hard work comes. You got to balance those truths.
So I don't have time to do the student debt thing that I'm so mad about. We'll have to do that coming up. But a couple of quick things that I've come across. This headline's getting a lot of attention. We'll have to do the details on it later. Joe and his wife, Joe Biden, not you. Joe Biden and his wife, Jill, Dr. Jill Biden.
Not a real doctor.
Have refinanced their Delaware home 20 times.
I was just reading that. I wanted to dive into that.
Yeah, okay, good. We'll have to get into it later. Because, yeah, I was reading it too. Raking in $4.2 million from the $350,000 property. And there's a lot of questions being raised. Okay, so why do you, instead of just paying it off because you got plenty of money, It raked in $4.2 million from a $350,000 house by refinancing 20 times over the years. What's going on there?
I have never run into anybody who's done anything similar for a lot of good reasons. So, yeah, we can dive into that. And I think we're going to have to appeal to financial wizards or bankers or mobsters or somebody to explain why you would do that. But more on that to come.
And then this story that I don't fully understand, but it's interesting nonetheless. Chipotle stock is splitting. Okay, you've heard of stock splits. 50-1 today.
A change. Going to have black bean stocks now and refried bean stocks.
A change the company describes as the biggest in the history of the New York Stock Exchange. The biggest stock split in the history of the New York Stock Exchange. A 50-1 stock split around Chipotle. I don't know what that means. I think I wish I'd have had Chipotle stock before this happened.
I think I smell the rancid pork of deceit. A story. Longer you keep going to more of these, I'm going to unleash.
Yeah, God, I put all my money in, all the kids' college funds are in Del Taco.
Is the tortilla of regulation strong enough to contain Chipotle's urges for world dominance?
The late night comics will all make jokes about this because they like to beat up Chipotle, and there's going to be a lot of jokes about stomach problems, that sort of thing. And it'll be gross. The way the media covered this, the Joe Biden student debt relief thingy, made me mad, and a bunch of other stuff on the way. We got to talk
about how will the market digest this news. And down the road, will there be the unfortunate flatulence of something?
Tax ramifications.
Right.
Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze.
You can't just have the pink stuff.
And right
now
you can try it for free
layer.
At ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites.
Like foil and you're thinking, how does that keep you?
ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
One of President Biden's programs to slash student loan debt is partially on hold after two federal judges temporarily blocked further relief from what's known as the SAVE plan. 8 million borrowers are enrolled in the program that ties the amount of loan repayment to income and family size. Under its rules, about 4 million borrowers qualify for no monthly payment. Others get a deep reduction. Two separate lawsuits were brought by Republican attorneys general across 18 states, arguing that the education secretary overstepped his authority and that states holding loans could be harmed.
Really great example there, even though everything was factually true. Nothing in there whatsoever from the taxpayer's point of view. Words like relief and all that sort of stuff. It's all about how this is going to, you know, affect the people who willingly made an agreement to borrow money to go to college. Wide-eyed insane made a decision, and the fact that they're not going to get that relieved is a story. Never anything about the taxpayer, ever, in any of these stories. And you know, tomorrow night, the debate, everything will be presented from the point of view of who gets stuff. Illegal immigrants, college students, whoever. Never from the taxpayer, ever. But a couple of examples they had on the NBC Nightly News that I wanted to point out. The next clip there, Michael, well, the one right after that. Here's a couple of students that really were looking forward to the student debt relief.
Without this, we would not have been able to afford the cost to be able to have our own house to live with our daughter.
Oh, really? You wouldn't have been able to buy a home if the other taxpayers didn't come forward and pay your student loan debts off. Lots of people in that situation who can't buy a home because of car payment or credit card debt or just plain don't have enough money, but they should give you money because you made a decision to go to college and take that loan so you can buy a house. How in the hell does that make sense to anyone?
Well, how in the hell is that question never asked? I mean, virtually never asked, certainly in the mainstream media. Do they actually believe that government money just comes from out of the air? Or you can print it indefinitely? Or do they think, well, anybody who's at all successful is a bad person. They're the oppressor. And so it's good to take their money and give it to other people so we won't even discuss it. Are they unaware, or do they just have that kind of Marxist attitude about it? I don't get it.
You could so much more easily make the argument that that people under a certain income level should have their cars paid off so they could more easily buy a house. I'd be against it, but it makes more sense than this in terms of raw dollars.
Yeah.
And here's the education secretary on this topic.
People shouldn't have to choose between groceries and the student loans. Some Republicans are working harder to stop what we're doing to help than to offer any solutions.
Wow. The education secretary is dumb as a stump or just completely dishonest.
People shouldn't have to choose.
What an asinine thing to say.
People shouldn't have to choose between food and medicine and making their student debt payment. Well, how about people who are making a car payment and don't have a lot of money? Or they ran up a credit card debt and now they have to pay it. There's lots of people with different kinds of debt that they willingly got into. Why do you choose college debt, of all things, to be the one that the taxpayers are going to pay off?
There are hundreds of thousands of people who got decimated financially by cancer. But we're going to pay off your gender studies degree and not the people who got cancer. If you're going to bail somebody out, let's go ahead and make a list.
Wow.
Yeah, and, I know. It is so unmoored from reality. And again, it's not just that they're giving the wrong answer to the obvious questions. It's that they don't even ask the questions.
Is it because all the journalists are college graduates? So it just makes sense to them that this is a burden?
Well, and as I said before, and I do not fear contradiction on this, journalism in the United States right now is the province of the weird, weird, far-left, so-called elite subsection of humanity. There's such, it's like the Amish. I mean, you ought to be able to go on vacation to see journalists and how they live and think, because it's so weird and different from the rest of Americans.
Yeah, I'm not for more wealth redistribution of any kind, but if you're going to do it, to start there, of all places, why not coach handbags for the... You know, for all college, there are many women going out with college degrees who don't have a Coach handbag that makes your, I mean, what other
I don't think people should have to decide between groceries and a Coach handbag. Slight exaggeration, but I don't.
Drives me nuts.
No, don't let it drive you nuts, because it can.
People shouldn't have to choose between groceries and the student loans. Some Republicans are working harder to stop what we're doing to help than to offer any solutions.
You have not picked the right sympathetic group to tell that claptrap to. Because the people who didn't go to college are going to think, you know, I'm barely getting by, but I understand. I'm glad some of my money can go to help those people out. What?
Come on, you greedy, selfish car mechanics. How dare you not pay off someone's gender studies degree? What's the matter with you? Pay your fair share.
Wow. That one jackass from the squad lost last night to another Democrat.
Yeah, Jamal Bowman. What a maroon.
Is that
Bugs Bunny might say.
Is that the starting to take a part of the squad? Maybe. That'd be a move in the right direction. Lots to talk about. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
The economy is a ticking time bomb. Bank failures, de-dollarization, and skyrocketing debt. And navigating it all on your own is overwhelming. So, what if someone had your back and knows what to do? Legendary actor and outspoken activist Kevin Sorbo has teamed up with Noble Gold Investments, the trusted experts in wealth preservation. Together, they've created the Economic Crisis Toolkit, your guide to surviving and thriving in the chaos. This game-changing resource is action-packed with recession-proof strategies, inflation-busting techniques,
techniques, and opportunity-seizing skills, all designed to help you protect your hard-earned assets and emerge stronger than ever. As a Christian and a voice for the people, Sorbo is on a mission to help everyday Americans safeguard their dreams. And the best part? This toolkit is his gift to you absolutely free. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now and claim your free Economic Crisis Toolkit.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risk. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.